Local law enforcement officials believe some of the national publicity about law enforcement does not reflect what goes on locally. Clinton County Sheriff Rick Lincoln and Clinton Police Chief Kevin Jurian met recently with citizens at the Second Baptist Church, a predominantly African-American church. Sheriff Lincoln said following the meeting that he believed the Sheriff's Department made good contacts with the community, but added that we'll be looking at some of their procedures.
However, the comments that I was hearing from some members of the community last night was that they feel that maybe they're being singled out by law enforcement unfairly, and that they have some concerns. So it was good to hear that so we can take a look at our patrol response and procedures to make certain that we're not violating anybody's rights as a citizen.
Lincoln said he was surprised by some of the comments he heard.
Some of the comments I heard last night, Dave, I wondered why some of these folks had the impressions that they had. I think with the 24-hour news cycle, with the amount of things being posted on social media, that maybe that fear is being spread nationwide where it's not necessarily even taking place locally, as far as I can tell.
Lincoln said he has talked with the staff about some of those concerns. He did explain that in one complaint, the concern about discrimination was in issuing handgun permits. But he said if there are no disqualifying factors, he has to issue a permit if someone applies. And Lincoln said there was one comment from a woman who said she would be afraid to stop for a deputy on a dark rural road.
And I said, well, it was good for me to know because I looked at it from the deputy's perspective of why is this car not stopping for me? So we had a discussion as to what would be the best method for that person who is concerned that that may not be a true law enforcement officer or could be a law enforcement that isn't being supervised and could put them in jeopardy. And I suggested that they would use their cell phone to call 911 where an operator could confirm that indeed was a law enforcement officer making a traffic stop upon them, and that they could even keep the phone on during the conversation with the deputy or the trooper or whatever officer that had them stopped, so that they would be able to feel that there was a third party there overseeing the interaction.
Lincoln said there have not been any complaints filed against a deputy, but understands some people believe it's only a matter of time until something happens here.
Deputies and officers are very well aware of what the public sentiment is right now towards law enforcement, and generally there's people that are angry at us, there are people that are afraid of us, and then on the other side we have people come up and thank us for what we're doing and tell us they really appreciate that we're going through a very difficult time nationally, and that also taints our local people who may never have done anything wrong in their career as a law enforcement officer.
Clinton Police Chief Kevin Jurian says with all of the publicity about law enforcement, he hopes people don't rush to judgment.
Well, one of the things I notice and I take note of the most is the people's rush to judgment. If we can avoid a rush to judgment in any situation, we'd be better off. I believe, in my opinion, that there are people in this country that want us to be racially divided and want us to have strife. And I think if we stop listening to people and stop reacting to that stuff so quickly, we go a long way towards more peaceful solutions.
The police chief has a good impression of the community.
Very positive. I see a community that's, there is no racial divide that I can see. You know, I come from Chicago. I grew up in the 70s and 80s, and racial divide was obvious, you know, in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And this is a wonderful community, and I enjoy living here, and I think the small community network that we have here and the relations we have here are wonderful, and I'd like to keep them going.
The Clinton Police Chief believes the discussion and comments he is hearing reinforces his belief in law enforcement.
What I already know is very important, and that's involvement with the community and the close involvement with the community. I want the officers to be involved in the community, to be members of the community, and for all the community to recognize the police officers as public servants and part of their community. I think it's important to be open with the community and be able to, God forbid something like this happen in our community, I want to be able to go to the community and say, listen, These officers are part of the community. You know they did not do this out of for the wrong reasons. It was happened for a legitimate reason, and we won't have the controversy that we have nationwide.
The Clinton police chief did also speak at that meeting earlier this week at the Second Baptist Church.
Well, I think it's important to keep an open mind and listen to all the views. And I intend on going to those meetings even before these incidents started happening, because I intend to keep going to them also, because it's important to hear all the views, and I have a relationship with all the community, black, white, Asian, whatever. Because if something happens in the community, I want them to be able to trust me and to be able to believe what I say. And I want them to believe right now, I can assure the community of Clinton that the Clinton Police Department has no racial bias. We do not police with any racial bias. And I want them to know that always.
Jerrion was unsure if some of the recent national events and publicity altered the perception of the department among the public, and he believed the Clinton Police Department already had a good reputation with the public.
We have gotten an inordinate amount of cupcakes and greetings and stuff at our police station, but in Clinton, we get them weekly. You know, we have I'm very, very happy in Clinton. We have a community and a relationship with our community, at least since I've been here, that I've seen, that is very good, and I don't think tragedies like this affect our citizens. I mean, it does affect everybody, but our citizens have a good relationship all the time. So we may have gotten more cupcakes, but I think the relationship is still really good.
This has been a special news report from KRS about law enforcement and race relations right here in the Clinton area. I'm Dave Vickers.